Burden to committee officers and secretaries of medical and educational departments, October 15, 1909. College View, Nebraska, October 15, 1909. To the officers of the General Conference Committee and the secretaries of the medical and educational departments. Dear brethren, Sister White's expected communication arrived on the morning mail. It is very clear in reference to the character of the medical work to be done at Loma Linda. I think you will all recognize that it goes further even than the plans that were laid at our recent convention. The point that concerns us just now is how to shape our incorporation in planning for its constituency, that the school may have the strength and molding influence of those who carry the responsibility of the whole work. Inasmuch as the school should be chartered at an early date, we are very anxious to receive your counsel as to who or what committees should make up the constituency. Shall we take in the entire committee of the General Conference, or only its executive officers, medical and educational secretaries? Again, whom shall we select from the Pacific Union and the local conference and sanitarium? Shall we take in each executive board and each institutional board of management, or only certain persons? Again, how shall the local board of management or faculty of school be provided for? Shall we leave as much as possible of the details of the management and the organization to be worked out in the bylaws rather than incorporate them into the articles of incorporation? Any advice you can give us on any of these points will be gladly received. Hoping to hear from you at an early date, I remain. Yours in the Master's service. Signed, Burden.